Welcome to Rocky Mountain Media. This is All In, episode 22. It is Wednesday, July 17th. Say hi, everybody.
Hello.
We are again testing out even more equipment. So we each have a mic, and we're just going to have some fun today about, we're going to discuss, can you tell it's been a long day already? Mid-year review of anything you're working on or haven't completed, you'd like to complete, anything of that nature that's going on in your world. So since we're all college students, what are we working on? What's happening? What's going on?
So much.
Care to share? So, I know you're in a production.
Yeah, so much is going on. I feel like it was New Year's yesterday, and I felt like I graduated high school like not too long ago. I graduated in 2017.
And tell the peeps who we're talking to.
Oh, hi. This is Anne, your friendly neighborhood, you know, geek or whatever. I don't. That was bad. Ignore
friendly
me.
Neighborhood
please,
spider.
Please,
Anna.
Please ignore me.
friendly neighborhood spider nerd.
I saw a spider the other night.
Here we go.
I did not enjoy it. I was listening to the soundtrack of Victor Victoria.
That's a good soundtrack.
It's so good. Julie Andrews is my queen. It's my favorite Julie Andrews musical. And I was. It's and the music is by Henry Mancini.
Okay, but
no, I'm going to stay on track. Don't worry. This is relevant. I'm relevant. I'm valid. I saw a spider. It was hecka scary. So what I'm doing is too much. I feel like I need to do all of the things, partly for both of it's for validation, and half of it is for validation for me, internal, proving myself okay, I can do things, and half of it is external validation, please love me. So
on the topic of spiders, I saw the new Spider-Man, and the ending is kind of a
Into the Spider-Verse?
No,
or
not
Far From Home.
The newest one.
Far From Home.
Spoilers.
No.
Yeah.
You guys
I'm not gonna spoil anything, but there's kind of a hint to the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man at the end.
Okay.
Oh.
Don't get me distracted, Gorshot! Please. So yeah, I have a lot of things going on. I'm in a production right now with my good friend Alex H. Say hi, Alex H.
Hi.
Hi, he says. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, don't get me started. Okay.
You've already gotten started.
I feel called out.
I love you, Anne.
Long story short, I have a lot of things I'm doing. I mean, again, we've talked about this before in the past. I have, a million different interests that are all humanities related, and none of them make money. I'm still divided between all of them, you know. So yeah, mid-year review is I'm hecka busy, but mid-year review is also last year this time I was not hecka busy and I was hecka sad. So even if I'm feeling a little overwhelmed, I can recognize that I've made progress. Mid-year review, too fast, 7.5 out of 10.
So you're where I was in the fall, or this past semester.
Yep.
So I'm going to share with you, even days that I was overwhelmed, it's totally normal to feel it. Just take action anyway. Keep doing what you're doing, because you'll power through whatever you're dealing with.
Agreed. I sure hope so, because I'm adding more in the fall. Because right now I have a class and a club and lessons for a musical instrument and a production and a job and other things that I'm doing that just come up. And then in the fall, I'm gonna have all of that plus two more classes. So
meanwhile, I need to find ways to get out of the house.
See, I have, my neighbors must think I'm crazy, because I'm at home for 2 seconds and then 10 minutes later I walk out in a different outfit and they don't see me again for 6 hours. It's
it's fine.
Well, if the neighbors are watching you that close, then they need a light.
She's working on her garden, they just moved in, and so she's completely redoing the front of her house and her garden, so she's out there 25/8. So
wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Better her than me.
Yeah.
I don't like to be outside that much.
I mean, it looks pretty, and it's a garden I used to play in when I was little, but different neighbors, new, as again, they're new.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, they're changing it. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Change is good.
I know. I used to play Animal Crossing on the DS in that garden.
What about you, Chelsea, since you actually get to join us today? I'm so excited.
Hey, Chelsea, we love you.
What's going on in your world?
It's been a while since I've been here.
Yeah.
I feel sad. I miss you guys.
Welcome. We love you so much.
Oh, my backpack just fell. Okay. Well, what has been going on? Almost as much
book.
Yeah, book. I am a published author now. I'm so happy.
Girl, we're so proud of you.
Like, I got the Dina's in the book with me, and we got the advanced reader's copy, and I started reading it, and I started crying, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so good.
101 authors. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. And it's funny, too, because then I started having, like, a little bit of a breakdown with my boyfriend. And I'm like, all of these authors have done such amazing things, and here I am, a 24-year-old person that is still in school that hasn't done anything.
The fact that you did this is something.
Not true. Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, you are a 24-year-old that's killing it. That's a published author.
Best-selling published author. Really? Thank you.
Girl, I've done nothing. I'm just a best-selling published author at 24. I haven't done anything. As someone who wants, like, their entire life to be, like, a writer... Like, girl.
Mm-hmm. Girl, don't even get me started.
Get me started.
Girl.
And it was neat to have we had an author's meeting the other day. It was neat to have you and your mom there, because I think you should do a solo book together, you and your mom, because I think it would be amazing. Not only that, but there's so much healing behind writing. Like, when you have that form of self-expression, it's just... an unexplainable
it's beautiful
outlet that you can write anything you want, no matter what it is. Whether you're going to share it or not, you know, can make an impact. But, you know, it's just a beautiful way to express. Yeah. And I think to share that with your mom, I've been begging my mom to do it, is really wonderful. So I'm so glad that she's willing to take that journey with you.
Well, I'm just,
or at least explore it.
I'm very lucky that I have a mother who's very, very supportive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's always like, Chelsea, you can do whatever you put your mind to, and I'll support you 100%. And I'm always like, oh, okay, whatever. But now it's like, she's actually, like, on this journey with me, and it's just so amazing. But, yeah, published author. Mm-hmm. Been working on my website, getting that up and running, so.
Gee, it's probably spent, like, three clubs, right?
That's yeah.
Student government.
And part You're of student government, it. Part of NSLS. Part of podcasts. I still consider myself part of podcasts. I hope that's okay.
You are. We're club here. You belong to us. Yeah. I shouldn't say you belong to us.
That's
You're part of us.
And then
we belong together.
Let's get together.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
gonna
have a real good time.
Oh no.
Oh, God.
Oh no.
I
didn't know that you liked The Parent Trap. Let's talk.
Yes.
Let's talk about
What version?
Oh, the original with Haley Mills and Rosalind Russell, but also Lindsay Lohan. No, I prefer Lindsay. Okay. No, don't get me started. No.
No.
I don't want to talk about it, but just know.
Next episode, we'll do one about movies, and we'll just listen to Anne talk.
We've done movies before.
Angels. Oops, my bee.
So.
I can talk about movies all day, Dina. You were in script writing with me. You
know.
And it's a beautiful thing about you. I'm just trying to keep us focused.
Good.
Focus.
Here, I will get the imaginary, what is this?
Fishing pole.
Fishing pole.
No.
And then I will wheel
You're like
head.
Wonder Woman. You have a lasso.
Lasso of
Ooh,
truth.
The golden lasso.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wonder Woman's very cute. Just a side note.
So, Alex H., thanks for joining us today. How about
Welcome.
You? Tell us what's going on in your world.
Rehearsal.
Yay.
Lots and lots of rehearsal for The Wizard of Oz, and we're almost to Tech Week and then Hell Week after that, and time seems to have ceased to have meaning, but...
Agreed.
That is what it is.
Tell everybody where that production will be.
So, it is, it will be, the show will be at Westminster High School. It's through Red Rocks Community College, though. You can get your tickets now. It's amazing.
Yep. And they usually sell out, so you don't wait.
Come see us. We're real cute, and the leads are doing a very, very, very good job.
Yes, they are. They are amazing, and we love them.
We love them.
And you can see Anne as a tree, and
I'm a tree.
Alex as an Aussiean.
I'm also an Aussiean.
Yes, you are. You are an Aussiean.
I have a line and everything.
Besides the show, I technically am working on a play, even though I haven't... written much since the show started, but
well,
I'm working on a play.
I am also working on a web series.
Nice.
I have been learning tarot. That's also fascinating.
Whoop, whoop. That sings to my soul because I
very
read.
Yes. She and I are learning it together, and I got my first deck the other day.
Oh, which one did you get?
Okay, I got heat, technically, so... If you're superstitious, he gifted me one.
Good. Because remember, I
said no, he gifted
good.
Me one.
Good. Thank
but
you,
But then,
yes.
about half an hour later, I bought one.
That's fine.
I bought
your first
the...
deck needs to be gifted to you. It's just a thing.
Yeah, he gifted it to
my,
me.
My good. First deck wasn't. I feel left out now.
No, but then I bought the Morgan Greer tarot.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's
what's
really,
on the front?
It's really
what's on the front
pretty.
And the bottom?
It's the Queen of Swords.
Mm. You know it's a really pretty tarot deck? The animal, the wild unknown.
Yes!
Oh my gosh,
that
Alex
is so pretty. Like,
me,
I am
nice.
Jealous of Alex because he has that,
he
and
has
I've been,
like all the good ones.
Wanting to get... Well, I have an Oracle deck, and the Oracle deck is just, it's so amazing. And I'm like, well, I want to get another tarot card, but I don't want to make my... other deck like mad at me so
that's
I'm
what
like,
we should create for
Alex
our YouTube
like
content
10.
For the first video
yes
yes
do group tarot readings
oh
yes
God. Oh I can bring my Oracle
online.
Deck so we'll just you know what
yep.
it'll be fun
we'll make it a party
want to see me crying come look at our shared tarot readings I, okay tell them about Cupid and Psyche Alex take
oh,
it away
like
oh,
the way that
he does it
like these elaborate readings and I'm just like
yeah.
oh my God like
he's
he'll
so
have like
talented.
Half the deck spread out and it's like okay this means this
awesome.
This means that and I'm like where have you learned this
so yes I like bigger spreads I like having a wider array of what's going on in this situation as for Cupid and Psyche
boy it's my favorite myth just like precursor.
Well, I recently got a deck that's mythology based. My favorite card is Eros, which is the Greek name for Cupid.
We had a whole argument yesterday in
we,
which I cited the original Latin translation to Peleus, but it doesn't matter.
We did. but the Prince of Cups or Knight of Cups in this deck is Eros, and the Page of Cups or Daughter of Cups in a sense is Psyche. Both a most beautiful relationship. One of the only ones that Zeus didn't screw up, so.
See, my brother hates using the Latin names for the gods because he always confuses them with planets.
We had this argument yesterday. I also prefer using the Greek names. However, comma, I'm using the primary source, which uses the Latin translations because it was written by a Roman.
Yeah, yeah. Remember to breathe. Remember to breathe.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Sorry, I had to do that. Apart from tarot, though, I am going to be going to CU Boulder in the fall, so that's exciting.
So you're graduating?
Technically, I'm not done.
Okay.
Just need to get out of my situation.
Gotcha.
Experience new things.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Thing. They're one of the ones I'm looking at for film school, so.
And
yeah.
We'll miss you,
that's
but
cool.
We're proud of you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Definitely.
We're still
going to
hang out. It's just Boulder.
Go Buffs.
Yes.
No, I took him to Pearl Street Mall yesterday for the first time.
Yes, you did.
Go Buffs.
Oh, all right.
I took Alex H to the Pearl Street Mall for the first time yesterday.
And you didn't invite me?
I'm so sorry. I didn't know you wanted to go. Wait, I should have been. I just,
All right, Korshak.
Okay.
Move it over to you.
Okay, so I started a new job at King Soopers.
Woo!
Woo!
Where? What department?
Curvis to Clark. I actually resumed the job because I had to quit that job to finish high school. So.
Yeah.
I've also been doing Mandarin and Dutch on Duolingo.
Nice.
And also, I've kind of had a lot of free time, so I've been doing a lot of like emulation stuff. And I've started a meme group for Asian Americans, which I can't plug because there's a lot of not school appropriate stuff on there.
Okay. That's alright. But that's cool. You're doing all that.
That's it, basically.
Yay! Awesome. Thanks for being here too.
Yep.
Alex G, what's
Hi, Alex
up?
G.
Hi.
He's just quietly sitting
I know,
over
right?
there.
Feel free to like chime in when the others are
He's like, wait, you can't see me. No.
This year. Alrighty then.
Sorry, sometimes we get interruptions. We just go with the flow.
This year has been pretty cool. I went on a trip to Europe. And that was cool. And then I came back and I was like a week and a half late on my summer school stuff. So
where
I tried
did you
to catch
go
up.
To Europe? That's awesome.
I went to London.
Yes.
Barcelona.
Yes.
Venice.
Yes.
Florence.
Yes.
Rome.
Yes.
And Berlin. Oh, and Paris. Did I say Paris?
No, you didn't say Paris.
Yes.
I officially hate you right now because you have gone to every single place that was on my bucket list, so
you fired me.
I feel a little weird because, like, had you asked me, like, last year if I would ever go to Europe, I'd be like, heck no. But then my friend asked me, and I was like, well, I like hanging out, and I like eating.
Your friend took you to Europe?
Yeah, because their sister was graduating from, like, school in France.
If anybody out there has, like, a big wallet and is looking for more friends.
No.
Me and Anne are, like, so adorable, and Anne, you'll never get bored.
It wasn't free. They just invited me, and they planned it all, and I was just like, sick, I'll join.
We still need to get Sammy to take us to Korea.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Did you like Paris?
No.
I liked Paris.
I very much did not like it.
I went in high school with my French class.
If you can't handle people invading your personal space or a lot of loud sounds or a lot of crowds, like huge crowds, then I would not recommend like most of Europe.
Yeah,
just because it was very like overwhelming most of the time. Like Berlin was really nice.
Well, and especially if some of those people don't know what deodorant
like
is.
I've
been to Portugal. I know.
Uh-oh.
I know.
I like the art, though, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, I went to the Louvre.
I loved, like, the architecture. Yeah, the Louvre was so lovely.
Oh, my God, I love how it's, like, everything in, like, Europe looks like it's out of a storybook.
I know!
And it's, like, over 1,000 years old, and it's... Or not 1,000 years old,
okay,
I don't
well,
know.
No,
but it's,
like,
really,
like,
really
there's
old.
Parts of London that really freak me out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're so old.
Yeah.
Like, here in Denver, like,
yeah.
The house museums are, like, you know...
Yeah.
From like 1912, and we're like, oh, that's so
yeah.
old. I stayed in a bed and breakfast
mm-hmm.
When I was in England, and it was older than George Washington. So I was like,
nice.
But that's Western Europe. I'm sure Romania isn't as nice, or Bulgaria.
Yeah, like even Romania, it's where Dracula was.
Of
so.
Course,
yeah,
you know,
I have to go there.
Yes, well, let's plan a trip.
Yes. Berlin was pretty new. Berlin was pretty
yeah.
brand new because of World War II.
Yeah.
Ooh. So, but
most of the cities were rebuilt after the war.
When I was in like Florence, or
yes.
I think that's where I was. I went to the Duomo or whatever, and it's like this cathedral that's like
yes.
super huge and super old.
Oh
and then
gosh.
Below it is like right below it is another. Even older church,
yes.
like this Roman church that they started to build, and then they were like, psych, and then they like built another church over it.
Can
nice.
I just like hate on him right now because he's like living my dream?
Is that something that I'm allowed
Chelsea.
To do?
No,
no,
your feelings are
valid. I don't hate you. You're a published author. That's what I want to do with my entire life. You're
but
living my dream.
We can get
we
you
can
in touch with the
publisher. Oh, okay. You're speaking my language. Hi, talk to me. Talk to Harry Winston. Tell me all about it.
Authors group here last semester. She gave that special announcement to our campus that she was looking for contributing authors. That's how Bruno got in it. Bruno's in it with us too.
What? No one told me Bruno's in it.
Yeah.
Bruno,
he finally
being
decided.
Like, you're hecka cool.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno,
so
the guy
it's
from...
you, me, Bruno. Who
I think
else?
That's the only ones from campus.
Okay.
Wait, which Bruno? The one from, like, cybersecurity?
Yes.
No, the one
yes.
from the Idea Lab, yeah.
That's
oh.
the same
nice.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
He has the same...
I mean, it's because there's, like, a bajillion Alexes, so I don't know how many Brunos there are here.
No, there's a bajillion Alexes, but there's
the
only one
Bruno.
Oh, okay.
But he does so much that it's hard to tell.
He holds up that Bruno strong name.
I want to write a book.
Man, the Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
I'm
yes.
going to write a book about my family. Like, I'm not going to say nothing on this podcast, but there's
oh.
a lot.
Oh, boy.
Go
this
off.
Is,
no, be like Dan
this
and
is
Sarah.
Fascinating.
Just write essays and, like, do your thing.
Yeah, I want my mom to, like, retell stories because after the podcast,
family
I'll
history.
Tell y'all some. It is so juicy.
Juicy.
Maybe,
juicy.
Maybe I should
it.
Write a book about my stepmother. That would be fun.
You gonna spell something?
Stepmother?
Oh.
No comment.
He's like a male
no.
version of
Cinderella.
Oh.
No comment.
Uh-oh. Are you a
what
male
if she's listening?
Cinderella?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I've always wanted my mom to write with me because that's where I get my writing talent from. My mom was always a poet.
Same.
And the coolest thing about my childhood, my mom was a single mom, raised two girls, no contribution from either father because we have different dads, but the same mom. And what was really cool about growing up with my single mom, no matter how hard she worked and how much she worked, my bedtime stories were always made up. She never read from a book, not once. And it, I would be like, well, tell me about the pencil story. And she's like, oh God, I don't know if I remember, because she never wrote them down. So it would be different every single time.
That's
the
awesome.
Same main characters. So it was
this
so
is
rad.
Why we get along so well. It's like we have like the same lives. Mm-hmm. You're like my sister, separated at birth.
See, there we go.
See, I was the one that did that for like the kids I babysat, where I would just like make up stories for them.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing. Because
I was read bedtime stories, but I was read myths like Cupid and Psyche.
Yes!
That's why it's my favorite, because
speaking
like my
which...
sister, Lily, hi, if you're listening, you're not, you don't listen to this. Shade.
You should get her to listen to it.
Older or younger?
I'm the baby. So my sister's 10 years older than I am, and my brother's 13 years older than I am. I'm the baby among all the cousins too, and that's me, the baby. So
yes.
That's why you have a beautiful little baby face, because you have that baby.
And look at those dimples. Oh, there's this joke I like where it's like, don't do that. It'll be bad for the baby. The baby? Me. I'm the baby.
Yes.
Dude, it's good for the baby.
So, yeah, Lily read me like, and then, okay, I did this thing when I was little. This is on topic.
Are we sure?
When I was little, where I wanted desperately like a bedtime story, but I couldn't use those words. So I'd be like, Mom, can you give me a lecture? And then she would. That's why I know a lot about like history and stuff, because like I'd ask her about her and she's like, oh, okay. I mean, she did once in a while, like 12 Dancing Princesses, shout out. But if I wanted like talking for more than like 10 minutes, a lecture.
Yes.
And you know what? She loves Harry S. Truman. I mean,
okay.
Loves him.
Okay.
Well, I want to know, what have you guys, since this is talking about mid-year, anything you haven't done yet but you definitely want to do before the end of the year?
Sleep.
So much.
I love how Kelsey said sleep and then you're like, so much.
So perfect. I have so much on my plate and yet there's so much I'm not doing. I'm like, oh no.
Say one thing you'd like to do before the end of the year that you're not doing.
Go to the Renaissance Festival.
Oh, that's so much fun and that's easy.
Not with my schedule.
Can we make a day trip of it?
Wait a minute, you guys. But Saturday's up. Okay, I really want to. I really, 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 really want to.
Trust me, you could do.
But I try. I try and leave things open, and then they get, you know, like, filled.
That's why you fill them and not leave them open.
But nothing's open.
And then some days where you don't do anything. You just have a down day.
I haven't had one of those days in a long time.
Well, you need one. You're overdue.
Yes, you are.
But how am I going to have a day where I do my work? How am I going to have a day when I do nothing? How am I going to day when I go to the Renaissance Festival if they're all the same day?
Hey, I don't have time. Remember the thing about too much structure?
Oh, yeah.
You're a type A personality, aren't you?
No,
she's type B. You're type B.
I don't believe in type A, type B, but I do believe in Myers-Briggs. So
it's the same thing.
Info,
one of the best.
I'm INFP.
One of the best things a coach ever taught me, because even a coach needs a coach, is that when you feel overwhelmed with your schedule or you feel like you can't fit it in, that is really just a story, because we have 24 hours in a day. Yes, you might only sleep 6, 7, 8 hours, however many you need, but you can look at your schedule and look at your life as if you're choosing it with a purpose. So what got me over being overwhelmed, working 2 jobs, I was in a leadership program, I'm still writing, I was doing all these things. That she said, just start saying, I'm choosing my schedule with a purpose. And it pulled me out of my cycle of, oh my God, I don't have time. Because that used to come out of my mouth all the time.
So.
Now I've changed it where I'm like, you know, let me see if I can create something. Let me see if I can move around something. Let me see if I can create some time. Let me see if I... And I still have my down days.
Yeah.
So when you get in that vicious cycle, see if you can pull yourself out of it.
I don't know how, because all I do is create time for things. Because I feel like I don't have time for anything, and then something else comes up. I'm like, let me
fit it in. You schedule that time. Like, you schedule, okay, 6 hours on Wednesday, I ain't doing nothing.
Yes.
I'm coming out of it.
And you don't
do
anything.
I can't have scheduled downtime.
It doesn't
work for me.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yes.
It could be, because that was a big one for me, Anne.
And
so that could be.
Some advice from the amazing David Matthew Barnes here.
DM, I love you so much. Listen, DM, I'm so excited to take playwriting with you in the fall.
Me too.
I'm so ready. I like writing. I like David Matthew Barnes.
Yes.
Get off my back.
Yes.
No, he is one of the best teachers here, too.
Whenever
you find yourself saying that you don't have the time, replace that statement with, this isn't important to me. You'll find how quickly it changes.
Everything's important to me. How can that be true? Every gosh darn thing.
But that's part of why you're probably feeling a little overwhelmed.
Everything's important to me. I care so much.
So just put it like on a timeline and like start mapping out whatever works for you, because no two people are the same. Mm-hmm. But let from my experience of, I used to be overwhelmed. I was always the yes person. I was always a, you know, I don't have time person.
A timeline, you say?
Yeah. Yes. Or whatever.
That's a movie with Michael Sheen.
Uh-oh, we're back to this again.
Uh-oh, look out now.
So you had time to watch these movies and read these books at some point.
Yeah, when I was depressed and taking a gap year.
Well, now you need to allocate.
It's about balance. Eric's nailing it on the head.
Thanks, Eric. But I'm also like really, really, really big into film. It's one of the things I care about so much.
See, I keep hearing all these buts.
The scales.
Like, I really want to, but I really want to have time, but like
balance.
Eliminate the
word. Is alas better?
But
let life flow like water.
Like, eliminate any excuse word from your vocabulary.
Wait, if you take out the A and L from alas, and then keep like the but, they're the same word.
I'm gonna smack you.
What about Eric? Is there anything that you haven't done this year that you'd still like to do? I want to hear from you, buddy. Or what you're working on. Or both.
So, So right now, this is Eric, the audio engineer behind the board for the podcast club. I tend not to have a microphone because I'm too busy.
We love you.
Equalize things. But so right now I'm working three jobs. I'm a hired music teacher that teaches multiple different instruments, and I'd plug it, but I'm too busy trying to figure this out. I'm also working at the AV department still, plan to keep on doing that. I'm also gonna take a couple classes in the fall semester to continue my music stuff and lessons as I prepare to get a dual major for performance and composition in either Metro or Boulder or Denver. And after that, it's kind of continuing the path I need to go through to get my doctorates in composition. But
wow,
nice. I don't think there's a lot that I haven't been doing except for playing more my instruments more for myself, not just for like teaching and practice purposes, but just going out and playing live more. I haven't been able to do that because I haven't had a lot of time. But the weekends are really when I'm trying to open up to be have more free time to do that. You know, it's also the kind of time and place where like people are doing stuff. You know. So there's more people to see your music and enjoy what you have to offer. So I'm trying to allocate more time on the weekends to play live more. Because I used to back when I wasn't so busy, but
yeah.
As you said, Anne, your
I'm hearing the butts again.
Your passion, yeah, exactly. Your passions and joys tend to want to come out a lot more, especially when you're doing more things. So I'm trying to get myself back into doing that rather than putting it off more and more, you know.
We had an exercise when I was doing a lot of self-transformational type coaching, and every time we said but, they made us say and. So right. I'm feeling overwhelmed.
That's improv.
And
that's
yes.
The first rule of improv.
Right,
exactly.
See, yeah, you know.
Yes.
And knows how to yes and.
I was in an improv troupe in high school. It was called Indecision, and we like went to competitions and stuff. Man, good times.
Hey, and if you like improv, talk to Jason. We have a club here.
I was at the first meeting of the club.
Yes.
I remember you sharing about that, so.
It needs members.
Oh, I mean, I've been trying to just, like, work a lot more on my music recently.
Yes,
sweet. Yeah. you know, I've been writing a song for, like, the past couple of weeks, and have been really trying to convince somebody to do vocals on it. Because they're really good.
Hello, I'm a vocalist.
Maybe I should get you both on there.
We should
Hello,
get
I'm
together.
Hecka
a
down.
Jam session.
I mean, yeah, I'm down.
That'd be so much
I'm
fun.
I'm always down for a good jam session.
I can't play, but.
Do you remember the jam session?
Oh, yeah.
Nathan, I am the joyous thing known as a baritenor. It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, okay.
That's you?
I'm a baritenor.
My memory is not great.
I don't know what you're saying.
More to the tenor side of things.
No. I do.
I can go to some of
the dulcimer.
Yeah. I was going to say dulcimer guitar, but like, no, that's the thing we play at Guitar Center.
Yeah, the thing.
Fun. What about anything you haven't done this year but you would like to do before the end of the year? Other than play more music.
I mean, there's nothing that I'll be able to really do before the end of this year, but I have goals to travel more. So, you know, just getting around.
Those are good goals.
See the world.
See the world. I know. The first place that I
went
to.
You've already been, like, Germany and France and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for taking that gap year and knowing that you need that. And you, too. You took a gap year. So I'm really proud that when you guys
did. Mine wasn't on purpose.
No, but here's the thing is you're still doing something that you need to do for yourself. And acknowledging that and just being, yeah, I'm taking a gap year. And be bold in that. Because, like, my generation, you did not take a gap year. You went right out of high school into college, and that's what I did. And, you know, circumstances and life and things like that led me on a different path. But
does taking a gap year in the middle of, like, your college career count?
Counts.
Do what?
Does taking, like, a gap year in the middle of your college career count? Because I did that.
Yeah.
That except counts. My gear was turned, like, 3 years, so.
Well, you were doing what you needed
you
to do.
You found your path.
Yeah.
That's what matters.
Well, yeah, and that really is it.
Yeah, well, going back to what Dina was saying about, like, back then you couldn't just, like, waste, like, they thought that anything that you're doing that wasn't towards something to benefit society as a whole was you're wasting time.
Why are you getting good grades?
Ugh.
Well, yeah, why are you doing this, that, and the other thing? You should be out working or you should be out doing this. Well, it's not the point of existence as a whole, especially the point of even if you have, like, a passion in life that you want to make your living out of. Working hard is not the goal in life.
I needed to learn that lesson, like, today. You're right on time.
It's about living your passion, because even in, like, in my family,
yes,
there are very few, if any, and it's probably cousins, college graduates. Like, finishing high school in my immediate family, no one did. I was the first.
Right,
congratulations.
Right.
So, thanks. And it was important to me that I always wanted that art degree, because I've done art since I could walk. And, yeah, like I said, life and circumstances kind of took me off of that path. But to come back full circle and do what I'm passionate about is really what it's about living your life.
My parents both have 5 siblings. Both of them are both college graduates and the only high school graduates of their family. So they're very strict on me.
Oof.
Yeah. So, whereas I had the opposite. It was like, you know, you're just going to marry a rich man. And I'm like, well, I'm screwed. So, he will take care of you. You don't need education. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really screwed now. I'm not going to marry a man.
I grew up in, like, this weird circumstance where, like, on my dad's side of the family, it's like they're all college graduates. Like, they all have engineering degrees. Except my one of my aunts, who is a math professor at this, like, pretty good school in Mexico. And then on my mom's side, it's like high school. So, like, it's like growing up, it was like this constant, like, my dad's like, you're gonna be an engineer, you're gonna go to school, you're gonna get super good grades, you're gonna be in sports, you're gonna do this and this. And my mom's like, relax. You don't have to go to school, but you have to get a job, because you're not going to mooch off of anyone. And so it's just like
different worlds.
Well, it's the idea of finding balance. Going back to the period.
Balance.
See, I come from a teaching family.
Libra.
Look, that's me. I'm a Libra. But I come from a teaching family. So, like, my dad was a teacher. He's retired now. My uncle's a teacher. My grandpa was a principal. My grandma was a teacher. Mm. My aunt's a teacher.
All the educators.
So,
Well, yay for all the educators out there teaching us and helping us live our passions. So, thank you, especially to DM, since we are partial to him.
Yes.
He's an amazing teacher. We love you.
But also thank you to our faculty advisor, Sarah Fall.
Yep.
She was my creative writing professor this last fall, and she was one of my professors for Obscura. So thanks, Sarah Fall.
Which half of us, I think, as a club we're in. So thank you, Sarah, too, because we're also
a fiction editor.
We're also getting Radio Red Rocks. So
thank you, Sarah Fall.
We will have live college radio soon, so stay tuned for that.
I don't know, there's a lot of things going on.
Yes, there's
so
a
much.
Lot. Always something going
so
on at our
much.
Campus, so we create magic around here. So
that's us.
Well, yay, thanks everybody for tuning in. You have been listening to All In by Rocky Mountain Media, episode 22. So say bye, everybody.
Farewell.
Bye.
Adios.